A week solidarity Bricky team listener, when has it come to this? To the week that was, after all these years, having to defend former big supremo Little Kevy Rod for the workers? Surely not. Although given our great respect for former US of the UN of the US of the world big supremo and would-be big supremo Donald Trump or the pause, intellectual power, honesty and integrity, no, maybe we don't have to sink to defending Little Kevy. Although we have to marvel at Donald calling anyone a little bit nasty and not the brightest bulb, the biggest little bit nasty ever, the biggest not the brightest bulb ever. His thoughtful attack confirmed by this bloke lying on a Canberra street staring at the sky mumbling into his phone. Little Kevy has to go. Oh, it's Barnacle, one of the true blue Aussie's great minds, doing his bit for the dignity of parliamentary democracy. The law is not an ass example one. Business trumps the end of the world, as climate activists, as they're called, that means people trying to prevent the end of the world as we know it, Violet Coco and Bradley Homewood, had their sentences increased after the Director of Public Prosecutions appealed against the leniency of their 21-day sentence for blocking traffic, as they appealed against the severity. His Honour agreed with the Crown, pointing out a woman had been forced to give birth in the traffic jam and emergency vehicles were held up, ignoring the minor fact that the climate protesters had left a couple of lanes open. Sure, the traffic would have been slowed down even more than the usual gridlock, but the whole road was closed by the police. Why weren't they arrested? Rhetorical question, obviously. Interesting, later the same day, the city was closed down as ASEAN leaders were chauffeured through town amid tight security, but they were not arrested, were not holding people up, were no inconvenience, a social positive. Trying to save the planet is the crime. With that righteous protector of social propriety, the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin, agreeing with his honour, screaming P1, fossil fools. And before we get excited and think Lord Rupert has seen the light, no, the fossil fuels are not the great responsible resource giants destroying the planet, but the Extinction Rebellion duo trying to save it. How dare people rebel against extinction? Oh, and congratulations to the government for attacking new Hong Kong laws, which deserve to be attacked, banning the right to criticise and protest. The law is not an ass too. The sheer common sense of the law was franked by the launch of the Tasmanian footy team. Tasmania, home to the Tasmanian devil, but forced to negotiate with a US of world entertainment giant corporation, which somehow patented and owned the name Tasmanian Devils, presumably reaching some sort of settlement, although still not allowed to call themselves the Tasmanian Devils, so settling for Tasmania Devils. Showing a US of corporation has more legal rights than an entire state and its fauna. Although we might argue the devil is in the detail, because that agreement to build an ultra-expensive footy ground. The AFL said it had not dictated the terms to the Tasmanian government. So they don't have to spend billions on a footy ground while basic public services suffer. Certainly not. It's up to them. And no penalties. Absolutely not, other than they won't have a footy team. Actually, while the AFL dictates the state must spend millions, 300 and something, and the federal government coughs up millions, 200 and something, the AFL will spend all of 15 million, a corporate three-card trick. Some people might even suggest the AFL should come up with the whole 100% rather than about 2%, although we're sure it will extract more than 2% of the profits. Oh, of course, that's where its 98% comes in. The thanks but no thanks, more award of the week to True Blue Aussie's filthiest rich of the filthy rich, Gina. Appreciating that $480 million of corporate welfare we mentioned last week for a Northern Territory refinery, thanking the government this week by attacking it over environmental laws which, quote, pose a huge threat to farming and mining, which just happened to be two areas pouring the wealth into her filthy rich. This smells like a repeat of the shambolic Indigenous heritage legislation rolled out by Western Tublu Aussie socialist government last year, which, thank goodness, was abandoned after loud screaming from, you guessed it, from farming and mining interests. What was wrong with that, Gina? Well, clearly, they had the dangerous potential to be effective. But you run ads saying how much your great BS just loves Indigenous people. And we do, as long as they don't interfere with our attempt to bring wealth to this country. Their country. My country. My daddy discovered this country. Oh, and you're a great family person, of course, Gina. Great, apart from my dreadful money-grabbing children. So environmental legislation is okay if it is totally ineffectual? Exactly. In that circumstance, we have no objection to environmental legislation. No objection at all. We're dealing with all the big thinkers today, Donald, Barnacle, Gina, but now the Logic of the Week award a no race, a walk-up start to caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo, Constable Peter Duffer, assuaging a few in his party room just a little concerned at his nuclear power uranium solution to climate change, if there is such a thing, which Pete knows is still a jury-out job. This should make them feel heaps better. Nuclear power needs to tick 4 boxes, Pete told them. Safety, waste disposal, location and cost. And he assured them he has all 4 covered. The government's embrace of nuclear-powered submarines and allowing them to dock in Tublu Aussie ports shows it can't quibble with the safety of nuclear power plants. And given Tublu Aussie has agreed to accept the nuclear waste, how can you, like, you know, say the disposal of nuclear waste is, like, you know, an issue? Told you the Logic of the Week was a walk-up start. Location, brownfield coal sites, and that will save on costs. See? All covered. What a thinker. I'm sure we can't spot any flaws in his logic. Pete, your Logic of the Week award is on its way. Suppose the real worry is that at least theoretically, that excuse for a mind could become big supremo. No relationship to the climate change Pete knows doesn't exist. Yet another cyclone in northern Tublu Aussie, SBS and NITV News in particular, covering the impact on Indigenous communities. But thankfully, the Tublu Aussie Capitalist Review got the story in perspective. Cyclone Megan, it headlined, wreaks havoc on South 32 Manganese Port. See? The real victim, poor South 32. An offshoot of the big Tublu Aussie bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter. Who cares about Terra Nullius non-land non-people who, like the Palestinian non-land non-people, don't exist? Just when we naive souls, well, certainly me naive soul, thought just maybe escalating prices and filthy rich corporate profits soaring into the stratosphere might have something to do with this inflation problem, we discover just how wrong, wrong, wrong that is. No, the Reserve Losses Bank announced not that it was concerned about record profits soaring corporate prices, but would monitor whether the recent wage rise for the lowest of low-paid aged care workers might have a spillover effect on inflation, proving once and for all that as prices soar, the price of labour is the only cause of inflation, providing a strong argument for wages to be eradicated altogether, I say. Just think, the stratospheric profits would be even more stratospheric, and therefore we'd all be better off. Or conversely, it would solve the inflation problem because no one, no matter what the prices were, no one could afford them. On matters of prices and profit, notice supermarket giant Kills Budgets will tag its meat to prevent an increase in theft. Wonder why people are stealing food. But surely the price tag on their meat is the real theft. Why does theft remind us of Phoenix companies that closed down owing trillions, workers losing everything, then reopening under a new name over the road? Well, we mentioned last week how useful the manslaughter legislation had been over workplace death and injury, that not one caring employer had ever seen the inside of a cell. And surprise, surprise, 4 years after the practice was criminalised, the corporate watchdog has not laid one charge against a Phoenix company, showing climate campaigners are far more dangerous than killer and rip-off big-time employers. The law smiles on them because it's not an ass. And a particular developer in Sydney is certainly not an ass. There's this development of 54 micro-apartments, whatever that means, to be rented at 20% below market value. Now, this is the interesting bit. We would not have been able to proceed with the build without striking a partnership with a church-based not-for-profit which owned the land and paid for the build, the developer boasted. And the New South Wales government says this is such a great idea, and for these developments it will expedite planning pathways and approvals and waive developer charges. Now, maybe I'm missing something, but governments, local and state, pave the way. The not-for-profit provides the land and, quote, pays for the build. So hang on, what contribution does the developer make other than holding out its hand for the profits? Oh, and the government says it will make public land available for future developments. Win-win for the developer, lose-lose for everyone else. Public land here and many millions of the public purse are being added to the vroom-vroom lot this weekend as our government's contribution to air and noise pollution, but as a positive, providing another opportunity for the filthy rich to network and display their ill-gotten gains. Sorry, thoroughly deserved filthy riches. Oh, and lots of the city will be closed down, but not by criminals. It will be to contribute to climate change. And we must be a wonderful place because every driver just loves Melbourne, and well, they certainly love our public purse. And interesting how the Socialist Party, when in opposition, decried the usurping of public land and handover of millions to the private Grand Prix mob, yet in government revels in the polluted hospitality. On such matters, mentioned last week, courage under fire yet again, Pollution Minister Chris Bowen to Capital, watering down vehicle emission proposals. Well, to iterate our place in the world, know who really runs this place, headline in yesterday's True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review, US OB gives Bowen to Capital blessing to soften car reforms. Doesn't that say it all? Finally, back to the inflation problem. Not just that damaging wage rise for the lowest of low paid, but the problem exacerbated as unemployment dropped. Why are workers ignoring reserve losses, Bank Supremo Michelle Rowland profits, sensible balance warning that we must have thousands and thousands more unemployed so we can all be better off? Well, apart from the thousands and thousands, but they'll enjoy the warm glow of knowing they're doing it for the country. Well, the economy, same thing. The employed, as caring employers know, are very, very selfish. Surely the mantra must be, why don't you not get a job? Good morning.